This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. On the day before Ukraine's Independence Day, there is increasing unease in the country that Moscow could be stepping up attacks on specific government and civilian targets. The United States reinforced those concerns Tuesday when its embassy in Kyiv issued a security alert, saying that it has information Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities. Speaking in Kyiv alongside visiting Polish President Andrzej Duda, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said if Russia strikes, they will receive a powerful response. Each day the response will grow, it will get stronger and stronger. Wednesday marks 31 years since Ukraine gained independence from Soviet rule, as well as 6 months since Russia launched its invasion. Purdue University political science professor Kyle Haynes assessed for the Associated Press how the war started and where it is now.
Russia's initial goal in the invasion, in hindsight, was totally unrealistic, was to basically make a mad dash for Kyiv, overthrow the government, install a new kind of puppet regime within a matter of days. That initial push towards the capital obviously stalled. Ukrainian forces were able to push the Russian military back. And that sort of led us to this, you know, near stalemate in the east and the south. Russia's very, very ambitious initial war aims have been revised downwards as they realized that they wouldn't be able to achieve what they wanted to on the battlefield. And as, you know, Western sanctions on Russia, Western arms shipments to Ukraine have really kind of shaped the balance on the battlefield.
This is VOA News. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump have asked a federal court to temporarily block the FBI from reviewing documents recovered from Trump's Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago, until a special master can be appointed to separate out any materials that might be covered by executive privilege. Federal investigators are probing whether Trump illegally kept records after the end of his presidential term. The FBI seized 11 sets of classified materials from Trump's estate earlier this month, including some designated with the nation's highest level of classification that could be only viewed in special government facilities. The National Archives also removed sets of boxes from the estate earlier this year that should have been turned over to the agency when Trump left office. Trump has criticized the proceedings and in his legal filing called the August 8th FBI search a shockingly aggressive move. The Justice Department responded that a federal judge authorized the search warrant after the FBI showed probable cause that a crime had been committed. Jury deliberations continue in the second trial of two men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor over COVID-19 restrictions and other anti-government sentiments. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Prosecutors say some of the best evidence against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. came from their own words, like, which governor is going to be dragged off and hung for treason first, either written by them or secretly recorded by FBI agents and informants. Defense lawyers say the men were just big talkers, bumbling, foul-mouthed, marijuana-smoking, and incapable of leading anything as extraordinary as the abduction of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A jury in April couldn't reach a unanimous verdict, but acquitted two other men. Two more pleaded guilty. I'm Julie Walker.
About 2,000 protesters upset with the government's pandemic response converged Tuesday on New Zealand's parliament in Wellington. But there was no repeat of the occupation 6 months ago in which protesters camped out on parliament grounds for more than 3 weeks. Many of the protesters said they had no intention of trying to stay, and police ensured a repeat was unlikely by closing streets, erecting barricades, and banning protesters from bringing structures onto parliament grounds. With the majority of the government's COVID-19 regulations long since lifted, Tuesday's protest was as much about lingering discontentment over the government's handling of the crisis as it was about current rules. Some protesters claimed people who refused to be vaccinated face ongoing discrimination and claimed some lost their jobs and homes as a result of the mandates, which they said amounted to government overreach. This time there was also a counter-protest with several hundred people gathering in front of the parliament. Repeating the hour's top news story, on the day before Ukraine's Independence Day, there's increasing unease in the country that Moscow could be stepping up attacks on specific government and civilian targets. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.